The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Now, Chris, it seems these days that kids are getting bored of school playgrounds and recreational playgrounds quicker than they used to. I remember when you and I used to hit the playgrounds, we had a lot of fun,
yep.
And play equipment back then was a little bit different to what it is today.
Well, apparently a bit of research has been done on kids, and apparently they're bored of school playgrounds, and it's having an impact on their physical health because obviously they're playing less, being active less, and they're basically putting it down to playgrounds need to be upgraded more frequently. But I don't think it's the fact that the playgrounds need upgrading more frequently. I think they're getting bored of playgrounds quicker than we used to because they've made them too safe, Seba.
They've gone soft on the play equipment. So I can remember when I was in primary school, we sort of had the old school play equipment, and then the school council was pumping heaps of money into getting the new play equipment, which was all plastic, had soft padding around it, wasn't as high, wasn't as thrilling. It was just dull.
It didn't bring with it that adrenaline rush we used to get. I used to remember in my hometown of Port Lincoln, Seba, there was this slide on the front beach sort of foreshore area, and I don't know how tall this slide was. I'm going to hazard a guess and say somewhere between 10 and 15 foot high. Like, it was a really high slide.
Intense, yeah.
It was so high that the top was sort of enclosed a little bit, had like a dome. So the first few feet of the slide was a tunnel you slid through because I guess they didn't want anyone falling off from the very top. But having said that, from the time you got out of the tunnel, it was still very high off the ground. It was one of those old metal ones, so it heated up during summer to like 40 or 50 degrees.
And it just burned you on a really hot day.
It burned you. It gave you blisters. It had like little bits of the sheeting, the stainless steel sheeting sort of sticking up in areas. So if you had your hand in the wrong spot, you'd get some nasty
cuts.
You'd get a
big gash.
But the kids never got bored of that slide, Seba. It was a ridiculous amount of fun, but then they tore it down and put in, like you said, the plastic ones, which are about a third of the height, and you don't go very fast because your clothing sort of grips on it, so you just sort of go like sort of chug your whole way down to the bottom.
I reckon these days they should try and rewind a little bit in terms of play equipment. Like,
yes.
I can remember going down to the park and getting in the egg spinner. Was kind of like a little dome, kind of like an egg shell, and it had two benches on either side, and it had this big pole with like a steering wheel in the middle.
And you spun yourself?
Around. Yeah, and it was like you'd almost stick to the wall if you could get enough rotations up.
Yeah, when you get those G-forces up.
That's right, yeah.
A personal favourite of mine, and what we want to talk about, 5333 1031, was there a piece of play equipment you loved back in the day? What made it so good? Was it the danger factor? But I remember what I used to love were the old school seesaws. Now, I'm not talking
the wooden ones.
Yeah, I'm not talking about, like, you know, these days they're like they're a foot off the ground and they've got like a spring and they only move like maybe a couple of inches on either end. They're
There's
pretty
no
lousy.
Actual axle in the middle of it to try and balance the weight.
I'm talking about, those ones. They're about 6 foot off the ground. And
big planks of wood.
They were dangerous,
with
Seba.
A big steel handle coming up that had been bolted in.
And you always had that jerk of a friend who would jump off when they were on the bottom, so you'd go flying from the top and crash onto the ground, probably giving yourself a back injury, but geez, we miss it. But we've got Casey on 5333 1031. Casey, do you remember a particular piece of play equipment from your childhood?
Well, I do. There used to be, when I was about 7 years old, a trailer that used to go around to all the different parks.
Yeah.
And they would pull up and it would be a massive big playground and it was so high without any nets or anything. So, it was pretty dangerous, but it was pretty fun also.
So it was like a portable playground they just took around to towns.
Yeah, they took it around to the different parks and they'd just, hook it up to their truck and take it on their way.
That sounds amazing. What sort of equipment was on there?
There were big slides, there were tunnels, big stairs without like any edges or anything like that. So
I bet it was an exciting time back in the day when that truck rolled into town and all the kids knew what was coming. Was it like an annual calendar, like you knew when it was coming, or did it just randomly appear on a weekend?
Just randomly appeared.
That's fantastic. Do you reckon the danger element is what added so much fun to this piece of play equipment?
Absolutely.
No, of course it was. You got to have that danger element, I reckon, with the playground.
Absolutely. It sounds like a whole lot of fun, that playground on delivery. Oh, how good would that have been?
The memory, Seba, I went for a drive when I was back living in Port Lincoln. I happened across the old dump one day. I don't know where I was going or what
just
I was up to.
Hanging around at the tip, as you do.
Yeah. No, I drove past and I seen through like the scrub, like all the old play equipment had just been dumped.
Whoa,
there.
That's like an adventure.
It was like a graveyard of memories. Like, it was kind of sad to see, like, all these good times just disregarded and neglected in a big rusting heap. I reckon bring back the old playgrounds.
Yeah, classics.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.